Ochel Moed, Monday night, or L'Chavav Ador, Dvar Halach and L'Chavis Halvavis.
Okay, not many people realize it, but we take requests, like a good DJ, like they have downstairs, we take requests. So this is for tonight's request. It says in Shulchan Aruch, if you see somebody after a 30-day period goes by, and you're very, and he's very dear to you, v'usha chavav alav harbe, v'sameach b'riyoso, imam is very joyful that you're seeing him, and he's very dear to you, and it's a very special thing. It's after 30 days, you say shechayanu, and Mishnah Berurah says b'shem u'malchus, and after 12 months you say Mechai HaMeisim. Now you probably never heard anyone make this bracha. Maybe no one was ever that happy to see you. That's one possibility. But you know, once you get through with all the qualifications of the Mishnah Berurah and the Achronim, then it's no puzzle anymore why you probably never heard the bracha being made. Mishnah Berurah writes, first of all, that if you've been writing to each other, or you're getting reports or regards from the person, now, if there's been some sort of keeping in touch, then the halacha, you shouldn't make a bracha. Even though some say that that only helps for Mechai HaMeisim, not Shechiyanu, but the Mishnah Berurah says clearly, in other words, Mechai HaMeisim, so you know you've been in touch, you've been getting regards. But the Shechiyanu, L'chora, maybe not, and that's what some Achronim have tainus on the Mishnah Berurah, they say, not logical, but the Maaseh of the Mishnah Berurah says it about Shechiyanu as well, not to make a bracha if that exists. Some say then, taking it a step further, that if there's communications, like nowadays, there's also emails and all, and you would know if something happened to him, you would hear about it, and you would know, so you know he's basically doing okay, or you would have heard about it, then you don't make a bracha. That's taking what the Mishnah Berurah says one step further. Shlomo Zalman says, who knows what's called Chaviv Harbe, and who knows what's called Someach B'Riyoso, so it's probably not a good idea to make this bracha, although he says, like, maybe if it's taka true and you're, you know, then maybe, yeah, that's, he puts out that qualification, that you really have to know Someach B'Riyoso. I want to add that sometimes the Someach B'Riyoso is not really that you're happy to see him, but it's like a chavaya. You know, you see someone that you went to school with in kindergarten or in elementary school. So you're not really happy to see him. You really couldn't care less to see the guy. But like, it's so interesting that you met someone from your past. So I think that's a major, I didn't see that svar anywhere, but it's logical to me that that's not what the halacha is talking about. It's a someach b'riyoso, not because it's a chavaya. Wow, imagine meeting you after all these years. So that would be another qualification. Some actually say that minhogenu is not to make the bracha. Some mamish that say it that strongly. And others suggest that you should walk around with a prichadosh. Not the sefer prichadosh. With a pre-chadosh in your pocket, and when you see such a person, you whip it out, and then you can make shechiyanu and have in mind to be motzi everything. What? That only helps for shechiyanu, not for mechai mason, obviously. Okay. Okay. We're in learning the chavis halavos, shara bechina, shir number 24 in shara bechina, and he went through the three levels of wisdom in the world, three levels of things reflect the wisdom of Hashem on three different levels. One everybody could recognize, one makes a more sophisticated mind, and one is only for wise people. So he says, he continues from there, and he says, V'achocham ha-mevin, A person who has insight, a wise person, will focus on the things in the world with ruchnius. We talked about that in Pesh Yurim, what he possibly means by the ruchnius of things, their inner meaning, maybe lessons you can learn from them, maybe the things that are, you know, very principles, like you look at something and it brings out a certain principle in physics, that would be its ruchnius, meaning its yesod, its principle. The dakuso and the subtleties, you know, they'll focus on things that are not so obvious. You can focus on anything. I say nowadays you can look up everything. Anything in the human body, the Chavidolovas and Sharabachina will focus on biology out of all the disciplines he talks about, because he says that's the closest to the person. That's the more, the easiest, because it's, you can think about your fingers and your hand and your tongue and your digestive system and your eyebrows and your eyelash, everything. And, so therefore there are things that are very subtle. The fact that, you know, how you move your neck, the fact that you, everything. So we'll, the wise person will focus on the more subtle things. The yisimeim kisulon, who make them like a ladder, lavos arayas albori akol yisbarach, and it'll strengthen, it'll demonstrate the proof of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chavisalov does not like what we know as emuna pshuta, which probably isn't emuna pshuta anyway, it's probably just mindlessness. But he holds you have to use things as a proof that there's a bore. And it's not so hard. We're not talking about anytime you see wisdom and planning and purpose and chesed and everything works and shtims, that's a right that there's a creator. It's not very sophisticated. You don't have to talk about how many billions of years the world is or isn't. That's not relevant. It could be 5,775 years old from the Friday of Adam HaRishon. It could be a billion, zillion, trillion years old if you count maybe before Adam HaRishon. We count from Adam HaRishon. We don't know what went on the first 5.5 days. 5 days, 6 days. But the point is, there's purpose and planning and chokhmah and chesed, and there's a borei. That's all that counts. It doesn't matter how old the world is. It's a waste of time to talk about it. It doesn't matter. The Yidbak Ba'avodaz, the Chavilov doesn't say that, I say that. The Yidbak Ba'avodaso, and therefore when a person realizes about the Borei Olam because of his delving into the Bria, he'll cling to the service of Hashem. Kfi Godlov Ramu Muso Belibo, you'll see Kfi HaKaroso Simono Tovoso V'Chanoso Kol Ma'asov, you'll see Hashem's Chesed. We say in Ashrei, right? Tov Hashem Lakol V'Rachamov Kol Ma'asov, the way the world works, and it provides food for everybody and everything, and everything is in the right proportion in nature so that we can live here. That's a Shachanona Rovatovos, all the good that Hashem did on you personally, whether it's anything in your body or anything in the nature or anything in the Bria or your history. Lesa Shaniso Mibli Maisa Shekodam Lo. Chagalolus points out that you have no right to anything because you don't deserve anything because Hashem created you. Right? That's a major theme of the Chagalolus, that Hashem created you. So like you right away start off being in debt to the Eibishter, just you couldn't have deserved to be created. And if you can't understand why, then think about it just a little. It's not a very sophisticated idea why you couldn't have deserved to be created. Below mida you say rehischulba, you didn't start off with good midos, and that's why Hashem created you. So you think about these things, and they're very inspiring. And okay, we'll stop here.
You didn't say both brachas.
What? Correct. You have to